Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Well, good morning and evening and afternoon to many of you. Me and Deanna start off with our first meeting at 7 this morning for us. Wasn't too bad. Normally it's 4. Wasn't too bad. We was doing another walkthrough, pretest demo for the software. Everything is most excellent. There's not a trouble in sight. Everything is most excellent, so it's good behavior there. We'll get to see that happening. We'll be adding some content on the whole page, which is us, plus some other stuff, cosmetic. But other than that, everything is working well. You have one sign on. You have the ability to chat and discuss, even have your own chats and discuss and make little private groups with private students and fellow colleagues amongst each other, ask for help, all sorts of stuff. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I forgot to bring up the notifications. Can you email that, the push notifications? Just say, hey, Antonio mentioned he forgot to bring up the push notifications. Stuff like that. Now, good stuff there. So while she's multitasking, will this be the end of the line? This is pretty much the end of the line. Yeah, this is it's done. It's just the cosmetic stuff. Cosmetic stuff. Everything's done. This is just the final stuff, putting on the final stuff. The cake is done. We're putting on the icing. That's a good analogy. The cake is baked. The cake is baked. We let it cool down so the icing don't tear up the top. I said, I love cake. Want to add up? Yeah, no, it's completely done. If we wanted to launch today, we could. It would launch with some pictures that aren't us. So we gotta. Some things have to be pleasing to the eye. Okay, Some things have to be pleasing to the eye. So good, good. I've got a friend from Nigeria that's in the United Kingdom. I'm going to let him talk for a few minutes this morning if he's available. And I'm going to let Steve introduce him. And I'm going to introduce you all. Oh, Lord, what did I just pay? Hold on. Wait a minute. Oof, ah, what is this? Oh, okay. The Charmona. The bill just automatically, okay, you tell her congratulations.
Oh. Yes. But Charmona has learned one business away. Come on. Yes. Automatic payments. Come on.
Congratulations. Taking my money in the middle of my meeting. Congratulations. That's how you do it. That's exactly the way the government wants to do us. And Amazon does us. So congratulations. Outstanding. All right. Well, Steve, Mr. Celestine, did you have time to cut your camera on and say something? I want to introduce them to you two. Well, Steve, won't you tell us about your plan and what's going on here and who's this gentleman here? And then I'll move on to some equally greater things or the things of equal greatness.
Right, yep. I'm not sure if Namdi's actually available to speak. I was talking just before the call.
Okay.
He said he'd have his camera on, but he'd be on, but he wouldn't have his camera on.
Okay, gotcha.
No, yeah, he's quite new, and apparently he's now signed up for the sophomore level as well. We're already going here.
Good stuff. So Steve and Namdi is getting ready to take over the United Kingdom.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. There he is. Good. You keep your camera off. You gonna give us a little speech or something?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Antonio. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Grace. I spoke to Grace yesterday. She was far too kind. Helped me sign up. I'm down there, South Yorkshire. You know, summer Bangor in the middle of the United Kingdom. A trainer, IT by training, computer science degrees and all that. A trainer and a coach at the moment, helping young people. You know, same thing you guys are doing, but kind of grassroots level. I've been popping in every now and then. I've been listening to the videos, the podcast and everything. Great content. Learned a lot over, I just when I heard about your story, I thought, Grace, how I found you just by chance on YouTube, speaking to this white little boy, you were in your car. So I thought, okay, just like Steve, before then I've paid a handful of money, you know, doing trainings, and I heard you in that video saying you could give the guys some contents for free. So I thought, okay. So that's how I got searching, and then obviously found ATS, and got your number on WhatsApp, followed you up on Facebook, just been following, and it's good, it's fantastic. I'm really happy that I found you and ATS, the fantastic team as well you have behind you.
Yes,
guys, getting the work done. So yeah. And I'm excited to be part of the team.
Well, good stuff. You definitely, they're clapping for you. I don't know if you can see it, but they're clapping for you. He's doing push-ups and drinking tea at the same time. But no, man, we're excited. And I'm fully expecting you and Steve to get to $10,000 a month as fast as possible. And I'm sure that neither one of you mind that behavior at all. That's the No problem at all. Okay, good stuff.
Yeah.
Good, man. Well, proud of you. Thank you. And I was testing this guy for 6 months. First off, did y'all hear how he found me and then this and the content and this? Okay, put out content, make sure that stuff happens, all right? And then, actually be good at what you do. That helps too, Jerome. I mean, that really does help. Don't be trying to charge people $50,000 for some stuff you could have just told them right there. And the crazy thing is, I don't even remember what video he's talking about. That's why I have no idea what he's talking about. This is just keep on doing what you do. But let me tell you what made me keep my eye on him. He said, hey, I want to work with you. This was about 6 months ago. And as me being me, Steve, I responded back. You know, I responded back. He told me about him. It's literally me on WhatsApp. And he had an idea. I said, I tell you what, that sounds like a good idea. I do everybody like this. 99% of the people fail. I said, I tell you what you do. Send me a proposal on this idea. The next 48 hours, he sends me this PowerPoint, full proposal in WhatsApp from left to right about the idea. I said, okay, I like this guy. Most people don't do that. Most people are thinkers, you know, and they talk. Yeah, he 48 hours, he went to do it and sent the whole presentation. In truth, not, I didn't even look at all the presentation. Didn't even look at all of it. Let me tell you what I did. I looked at it and I said, oh, this looks like an A. He gets an A. This looks like a 100. Yep, still looks like 100. Okay, let me keep my eye on him and see. Because I already knew that I was going to build in England. And then it just dawned on me. Oh, well, Steve's in England. Because I already knew it was going to be around Steve. And I had no idea the universe would have them about 30 miles apart. You know, it's 7.8 billion people on planet Earth. They're, you know, quarter of a tank, you know, right by each other, if that. So good stuff. Good stuff. Congratulations to you, man. I'm looking forward to absolutely becoming one of the reasons why you have a whole lot of money.
Thanks, guys. Yes, thank sir. You.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Pints on me when I come.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Now, all of you should be super excited because, and Steve is doing a fantastic job with him. They have meetings on their own. They're getting ready. They're fast getting ready. They are on the takeover. In the takeovers, and they're both going to start earning monthly checks and weekly checks. And I'm sure they have no problem with these things at all. No problem with these things. And we're going to promote them and position them, which is more important, as the leaders of the United Kingdom. So I sure hope they got keynote experience because they sure about to get ready to do a lot of it. They're about to get ready to do a lot of it. And they can consult the humor consultants to get some help up on that. Grace, could you tell the general audience about how you can get with the humor consultants, please?
Yes, I sure can. Give me one moment, sir.
Okay, no problem. He's pulling up her little list there. Go ahead.
Moment taken. If you would like to inquire about Phil and Susan's coaching services, coaching and consulting services all wrapped up in one, please give Phil and Susan a text or a call at, let me put it here in the chat, boom, 614-736-6990.
Thank you very much, Grace. I sure appreciate you. We had to pause for station appreciation. Yes, there you go. Outstanding, outstanding. I just love to hear that all the time. And then since we're always recording, it's frozen in time forever. And we want people to be able to hear it, you know, on podcasts and stuff. Now, a couple of things. Same thing. Software is coming. Same thing. I'm prepping you for that. Same thing. Don't wait to get ready. Move. It's all the same thing. We're just going in different echelons of this and going deeper each way. And now I'm on the customer side of things right now. And day 10 of the One Business Away Challenge, which most of you have not taken, some of you have. And don't worry, it will be a free upgrade. Okay. It will be a free upgrade inside of your senior level. So it won't be something that will cost this 90-day challenge. It's a real deal challenge. From left to right, you bring your business, and then in the first 21 days, we go through complete million-dollar business system, how to get it done step by step first day is getting your first customer, okay? And by 21 day, you have all the tools you need to create a $1 million business. And then we use the remaining 60, what is that, Grace? We use the remaining 69 days to reinforce the first 21. And reinforce we do. Day 10, we literally talk about be like Amazon and have their customer service and their ingenuity and the things that they do. And I'm kind of in that energy today. So I use that to segue. Let's talk about some Amazon-like things that we do. First, for anyone who has been sleeping under a COVID rock or something, Amazon is a company. Everybody, you never know. Amazon is a company that started off selling books. Now they sell everything from A to Z. I fully expect them in the next 5 years to have the largest drone army in the world. I fully expect Amazon to treat retail, do to retail what McDonald's has done to the food industry. I fully expect Amazon to change orders in the next 10 years, and to when you order it, it would be there to you in 30 minutes or less. I also fully expect Amazon to cause quite a stir between governments, because governments are going to find out that Amazon has more spending power than them and more surveillance than them due to their drones. And I'm looking forward to sitting back, taking notes, and watch all of it happen so I can build and be like Amazon. Go ahead, Deanna. You was finna say something.
So this thought just popped in my head. One of the arguments that the government will be able to have is someone can hack into Amazon and completely take their drones and weaponize them.
Right. The only problem, yes, that's exactly what they're going to say. The problem is, private companies are always going to have better security than governments, because governments are always behind.
Always.
Yeah, governments are always behind. And Amazon could throw money at a problem without having all the partisan or bipartisan battles. You know, politicians are always going to complain because that's their job. They get paid for that. And that's okay. That's what they're supposed to do. That's what they somehow... We, if we don't like it, we, the people, need to stop voting politicians in, period. Okay? And just, we need to find another system, Steve, okay? We need another system. We just need to get rid of politicians altogether. But, you know, that's probably not going to happen anytime soon, because politicians will find a way to politic out of that, too. That's what they do. That's what they do. Now, my day 10 with Teach I Be Like Amazon. Well, we have a lot of that energy here, and I'm going to show you one of these thingamabobbies now. Available to you, I will post it in the chat first. If you have access, stop it. There you go. If you have access to the senior level, then available to you right now is a new course. It's just one of many new courses you're about to have rolled out for you over the next 6 months. It's a lot of them. They will cost you $0. Is that okay with you, Law? To give you an idea, well, let me talk about this one and I'll tell you about everything else coming here soon. The course is called Trash Can Cash Flow with Mrs. O'Houlihan herself. That's my office nickname for Grace. I call her Sandals O'Houlihan. I have no idea where it came from, Steve. Pray for me. That's all I can tell you. Okay, I have no idea. While this is $59.99 a month, it does not cost you that if you have access to the senior level. It is automatically set to upgrade you. one course right now. It has 21 lessons in it, but by the time it's done, it would have probably 1,000. Let me stop my screen for a second and let you know. It has 21 in it right now, but by the time it's done, it would probably have close to 1,000. Okay, close to 1,000. You will see it be upgraded about once a week. New classes would be available to you. Here it is. Making money, all the rules of money, and then lesson 22 would be something different. Now, let me give you a sample. Waiting for my mic to switch over. Did it switch over? All right, let me give you a sample of what is, and then I will build from there.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Trash Can Cash Flow. I am Grace Sandals, and we are about to jump in, get started. We're going to be talking from the book bestseller by Antonio T. Smith Jr., The Richest Man in the Trash Can, The 36 Objective Laws of Leaving the Middle Class. Over 611 pages. Let me tell you, we're going to be in this book for quite some time. So let's just get started. We're on chapter one. Money is the chapter, okay? Money, okay? Making money is not as hard as most people make it. The first sentence of this chapter says, money is at an all-time high. And if you can't pay your bills the way you wish, you don't understand the rules of money and wealth. Truest statement ever. Money is at an all-time high. As of this recording, we are in a pandemic, ladies and gentlemen. And do you know, do you understand that people are still making money out there? Do you understand that people are still spending money, even though millions upon millions upon millions of jobs have been lost, have been cut, have been taken? People are still out there spending money. So money is at an all-time high. And I want to quote it because these are not my words, okay? If you can't pay your bills the way you wish, you do not understand the rules of money and wealth. It's just facts, ladies and gentlemen. You can't pay your bills, you don't understand the rules of money and wealth. And I know you're asking, well, if I'm one of those people and I can't pay my bills, if I don't understand the rules of money and wealth, Grace, what are the rules of money and wealth? I'm glad you asked, because we're going to get started with that. There are rules to money. Just like there are rules to pretty much everything. So there's rules to life, rules at your jobs, rules at school, rules for your car, rules for games, rules on top of rules on top of rules. So why wouldn't you think that money does not have rules? There are rules to money and wealth, and we are going to get into that. Come back. You don't want to miss these rules. Okay, y'all like that? Yes, that's cool.
You go, girl.
Yes, she's a great teacher. We take advantage of her teaching every chance we get. That is for sure. All right, so there's a whole bunch there. It's already available if you have access to the senior level. More things coming. We pull up a very long, exhaustive list. I'll paraphrase some of these things. I'll just say a few things. Too much. Things on economy or economics and finance, not to be confused with money. Those are two different things. Money and economics are not the same thing. I'd even go far to tell you money and finance are not the same thing. I would even go so far to tell you that money, economics, and finance are three different things because they are. They completely are. Money is just a medium of exchange and a storehouse of wealth. Economics is how that medium of exchange behaves and influences governments and people in the short and long term of human cultural society, while influencing inflation rates and spending and borrowing power from central banks as is deemed in countries with central banks. That would be my whole definition of economics if I had to give one, okay? It's not the same. It's not the same. Finance is a bit more simpler. It is the rules of money and how to gain more energy over time and the towards the positive to eventually walk yourself to financial freedom, which is greater than financial independence. That would be finance. None of those definitions exist in the book. I just made those up off the top of my head, but they're very, very accurate, okay? When you know something, you just know it. These are three different things. So you're gonna have classes on all three of those things. There's even one class specifically designed to, it's literally called How to Increase My Income. Anybody interested in that? Okay, How to Increase My Income. It's just there, flat out. Then there's one called Creators. Creators is about, yes, they love that one. It's about on season three of it. There's season one and two, season three is much better. Season three is every question entrepreneurs should ask. Season one was about rules of money in a different way. I forget what season two was about, maybe stocks or something. I don't know. I think it was stocks. But doesn't matter because we're going to go deeper. Season three right now is all the questions that entrepreneurs should ask. One of those questions that were asked here on these recordings is, Steve, you're in business. What's the best way to put you out of business? And we have a very in-depth discussion about said conversations because all of you need to know that all your businesses are vulnerable, all of them. And you want to put yourself out of business before someone else does. There's a way to say that in baby boomer talk, I should say. You've heard of people in your generation say low-hanging fruit. Well, you want to develop the system to get your own low-hanging fruit before someone else does. There's an old black man way to say it. You're leaving money on the table. You keep leaving it, I'm going to take it. Okay, that's just, it's the only culture I really know. I don't know any other culture, okay? I don't know that culture, I'm a black man. Don't leave money on the table, okay? Tony, you keep leaving, all right, I ain't gonna tell you again. Okay, that's how that conversation would go. You see Jerome, like, that's how it go. That's there. Other classes will come. Stocks. Stocks are coming as fast as possible. Yes, okay. All right, Vanessa got happy. Stocks are coming in a very detailed way. And I'm actually probably going to use Deanna and Grace. Here's how that's going to work. I've done it before, but I want to do it differently this time. I'm going to take two people who know absolutely nothing about stocks. And that would be both Deanna and Grace. Okay, anything. Law, do you know anything about stocks? A little bit? All right. Might use this. I want
nothing substantial.
Good. Fantastic. And what we're gonna do is I'm gonna let them ask me all the questions possible. It's not a Q&A. The class is just going to be designed as a leader or expert in stocks. And here are some newbies, and they're asking questions. And of course, as they ask questions, it pulls out of me. But what's going to happen is you're going to see from episode 1 to 93, their intelligence is going to change. And then I'm going to have to refer tools and stuff, and they're going to ask some questions that's going to get them killed in the financial world. So I'm like, no, don't do that. I've done that before, right? Get this app or use this or do that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it got me something like that. And then what's going to happen is we're going to grow and grow and grow. And they're actually going to be, anyone here is going to actually have to invest in stocks. Yes. You cannot attend that class without actually investing in stocks. That's the deal breaker. Okay. Have to actually go do it. You have to go do it. And then we're going to have questions come from the audience as well. That's what that, that's the whole point of having that chat in the new software. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of me having that chat. So you can get out there and ask as many questions as possible. But we can put those a part of the class agenda. This is all that also go, all this new stuff I'm talking about goes in the senior level at no charge, Jerome, whatsoever. You just get these. Is everybody okay with that? Outstanding. Come on, Jerome. I'm listening.
Just hit me, Antonio. Because you said before that you use Zoom and that everybody else will start using Zoom and you got to move beyond Zoom.
That's right, sir.
I remember you saying that.
Uh-huh.
But you've been talking about this chatting for a minute.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, wait a minute. If it's built into the software and we can all do it, why wouldn't Antonio use that form to do the classes and I have to pay Zoom money? And blah, 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 blah. So I'm just saying, is my brain thinking right there, Antonio?
No, yeah, you're thinking right.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure my brain was...
So the way we use Zoom is already exclusive. You can't, you know, this call, you can just jump on because I opened it up to the public, but I'm going to keep the Zoom element. It's going to be very exclusive. And this is always going to keep this natural core here that we do, this thing that everyone loves that I can't cancel even if I tried. Because you'd be like, no, you're not going to do that because it's already been told to me, don't ever cancel it by my market. And the market is right. So we're not canceling. But that would be that live element. But we've been for years shooting 4K video, and as I was going to release it, there was no real reason to, because my market, y'all, was like, no, this is, I got some questions first. I got some questions. Can you just, you know, so there was absolutely no reason to, but we have, let me see, we have, like, here's some stuff that this girl just, you know, Grace is, I don't know if y'all know, but she's an overachiever. Not sure if y'all know that. Well, this is stuff. Look, this is stuff from 2019. Here's Grace, just all over the place. Just all these, like, some behind green screen, all over these places. She's just got all these videos that's never been released. They just never, oh, we got plenty. Yeah, we got plenty. We've got tens of thousands. We got at least 10,000 hours of video never been released. We're releasing it all now strategically. So you're going to have stocks in two different ways. You're going to have stocks in the way I'm telling you. And then you're going to have stocks eventually. This is going to come later. The way I'm telling you stocks, that's going to happen. That's happening now. The way I'm telling you here now, as I transition, is going to happen a little later. You're going to have stocks in your sophomore level, in which, so you're going to have the masterful learning of stocks in your senior level. But in the sophomore level, I'm going to have a whole section of short-term money, in which we, as a collective, or whoever wants to sign up, it's going to start making $34 a day, $95 a day, $103 a day, $299 a day, immediate income. But again, the only way to do that is you're going to have to actually participate. Antonio, why are you doing this? Because I'm taking y'all out of thinking mode. You understand? Okay, let's stop thinking. You know, let's stop planning for, you know, greatness. Let's just go on out there and lose a little money so you can make a little money. Let me read this private message real quick. Oh, yeah, yeah. Just hit. Oh, okay, you figured it out. All right. Look, you know, Law's already dismantled all those courses. He figured it out. I have no idea what that liquid error keeps popping up, but either they're getting started or that at the bottom, that call to action button to take you there. So when y'all get to the class, that Law has already moved ahead. It got to the class. Basically, scroll all the way down to the bottom, hit that, and if you're already signed in, you'll be good. And at the very top, to the right, it'll say get started. You can hit that. It'll automatically sign you into if you're already in. If not, you just need to upgrade to get to that level. Okay. Each level will have upgrades. A lot of these, what we're talking about, is just senior level upgrades. Okay. Yes. Go ahead, Grace.
For those of you who would love to upgrade, y'all know my number. If you don't, send me a message through Facebook Messenger. I got y'all.
That's why she is Grace, employee number one. Employee number one. More things coming. And I haven't even got to the good part of it yet. It's still about, remember I said, be like Amazon. I haven't even got to the good part yet. There is, okay, so that, oh, real estate. We're going to have, here's what I was doing. I was going to start my own. Let me back up. Let me draw it. How many people are on the phone? Let me see. Okay. Let me see who's on the phone. Okay. Reese is on the phone. All right. So I'll explain it. I was going to have, let's just imagine three different squares floating in the air. I was going to have the Business University, Bureau of Dominant Speakers, and the Real Estate University. Those are the three squares. I was going to do that. Everybody follow me so far? There's three squares I was going to have. Business University, Business Sales Marketing, Bureau of Diamond Speakers, Speaking, and Real Estate, which makes total sense because these things really should not be combined. It's just the truth. They're just different, and it's hard to combine them. But I figured out how to combine the Business University with the Real Estate. I figured out how to do it. It took me like 3 years to figure it out, but I figured out how to do it. So everything I know about real estate, and it is a lot because I've done just about every deal possible because I am a hustler. From subject twos, to tax liens, to, just deeds, transfers, rent to own, owner financing, creative financing, raising money, because I had a 397 credit score when I started real estate. Not sure if y'all know that. So I couldn't use none of my credit. Hey, man, couldn't use none of my credit, Law. Couldn't use none of my credit, and I was broke. My credit was so bad, Chris Rock said they wouldn't even take my cash, okay? And my cash was so short that they laughed at me when I mentioned it. So I had to find new ways to buy real estate. Today, that's where all my wealth is today. It used to be in stocks. Now all my wealth is in real estate. It up until 3 years ago, 90% of my wealth was in stocks. Now 90% of my wealth is in real estate. It has nothing to do with changes or economic changes. It's just what, the more money you get, the more you're probably going to do the same thing. It's just what happens. It's just what happens. It's just it'll make sense. It'll take me too long to tell you why, but it makes sense. You want your stuff. Well, let's just think about it. Since we walked out of caves, has rent gone down one time? There you go. Then so I just gave you a 10-minute discussion and one example. Okay, there you go. Since we walked out of caves, rent has never gone down. Ever. It never will. 20 years from now, they're going to be paying $3,000 for one bedroom, and it's going to be normal. Rent's never going down. That's why I'm trying to get to good. So we're going to have a full, in fact, I may be able to pull it up and let y'all see real quick. Real estate. We're going to have a full gambit of, basically I combined an entire real estate course, I mean university, and I put it all in. I'm struggling with this. I'm not sure if it's senior level or sophomore level. I'm struggling. It's probably going to be, where is it at right now? Is it in sophomore level?
Real estate?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm probably going to keep it there. It burns my chives to do that, but I'm probably going to keep it there. I'm probably going to keep it at the sophomore level. So what you want to, when you're going to wind up having is a whole real estate section. And I'm talking thousands, tens of thousands of real estate classes. And I'm even going to bring in a bunch of my friends. So I do, I'm going to do a $2.5 million real estate deal. I've got friends that do $25 million, $250 million. If y'all don't understand that, let me just tell you what I just said. There's a huge difference in thinking between $2.5 million and $250 million. These are not in the same echelon at all, not even close. Do not let the million fool you. 2.5 is nothing like 250 million. That's not even the same. You got to get coding. You have to talk to the mayor to do a $250 million deal. You have to rezone stuff at that point. You have to get approved by the mayor pro temp, the board. That's probably a downtown building. You've got to get, the citizens of that city have to vote. I'm serious. Like, they have to vote on that kind of you'll see this. Anyway, that is not the stuff that I do currently, okay? Not the stuff I do currently. What else is coming? I was going to try to show you, but I lost my little note here. Oh, right. Point is, real estate on a major level, you'll be fine. Oh, well, here it is. No, that's not it. Real estate on a major level. Keep on moving. Then you're going to get, for nerds like myself, a bunch of quantum physics stuff. Don't worry. That's not going to excite everybody. It's not. But if you like spirituality and quantum physics, you're going to love that. Okay? You're going to love that. That's not for everybody. There's just a screaming section of my market, like law, that is like, please, do more of that. So I have to. It's there for a reason, okay? It's there for a reason. Now, I read an interesting post yesterday. Let me see if I can. I just want to tease some people, I suppose. Let's see. Never mind. I won't tease nobody. Let's keep going. How to increase income, stocks, boom, 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 okay? Oh, soon you're going to see you're going to see a bunch of documentaries as well coming very soon. A bunch of documentaries and movies. I have a lot of 6, 7, 8, and 9-figure friends. What's 10 figures, Grace?
Isn't that a billion?
And 10-figure friends. I have a bunch of 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10-figure friends. And they are allowing me access to them, to film them in their elements and bring it back here so y'all can learn insider secrets from billionaires and millionaires. Is that interest anyone? Yes. Okay. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So there's complete documentaries, too. Like, it is, I'm getting unprecedented access, you know, to stuff like that. And you'll like that. It'll be that section, our documents. Okay. Okay, man. Steve's got to go do the kid run, but he's screen recording. But yes, please know, man. And just imagine following Les Brown. And you get to journey through that and see his process, how he thinks, how he comes up with stuff, right? You know, backstage. But, you know, you can hear the, all right, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage. You can hear that because he's backstage waiting, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, stuff like that. Sitting in people's offices, they're giving the notes, their nuggets. Is this, am I still in the right ballpark here? This is stuff. Okay, all this is coming, and it's coming immediately. Everything I'm talking about is not future talk. This stuff is happening now. Yes, all right. Kyle says she loves it. Good.
Antonio, Antonio, is this a shameless plug for ATS? But I gotta do it because my person won't let you go by without this, okay? And I know you can appreciate this. I'm on Facebook yesterday, and I see a post from a certain motivational speaker, okay, that you know very, very well.
Okay? Uh-huh. I know quite
a few. As a matter of fact, I met you at his function.
Okay? Okay.
And the post said, come and join us and in an affiliated program, and you can end up with $10,000, right? I said to myself, that damn Antonio. Antonio is offering anybody who is willing to do the work, six figures, seven figures and beyond, and they're offering five figures. I just said, that damn Antonio, my man.
Look, you
know what I'm talking about, Antonio.
Not only do I know that, look at law. Not only do I know that, I know I am being watched very, very well, too.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
I know that much too. Okay.
Hey, Antonio, remember this. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
Yes. Yes, it is. Don't bother me one bit. Don't bother me one bit. I know that for sure. Law just did the Cardi B. Okay. I don't know how to do it, but he ain't the... Yeah, I'm definitely. This the mere fact I wanted badly or greatly to film people of greatness, have achieved great things, and have them exclusive in this place. Because I don't know about everybody else. I just knew that I learned better when someone I'm following has their guard down, they're just pouring out nuggets. Okay, I heard your keynote, but when you do that Q&A, I'm like, yes. Because I know you're in your element, I know you're a practitioner, and I know whatever you about to say, there's no way you could have put it in your script, and they about to ask you a question. And the higher the question, the higher level of awareness of the question, the more will come out of you. I know this. And I just love documentaries like that. And I wanted to make sure that this was part of it. And I wanted to
be able to... Can I say something?
Yeah, sure.
I just to kind of add to what you're saying, Antonio, because I read Robert Kiyosaki's book, Fate. sometime last year. I'm a huge Robert Kiyosaki fan. And he was talking in his book, he was basically talking about fake teachers and fake money and fake assets. And like, that's something that I've also come to realize in life, that a lot of our teachers, a lot of the people that taught us growing up, that taught us in school, they were kind of fake in the sense that they weren't really practicing the things that they taught.
That's right.
You know, and we weren't taught the life skills that we need to be successful, to go out and make money and all those things. And so nowadays, I'm very conscious of the people I listen to and the type of advice I allow into my space and into my aura, because I'm not going to listen to somebody who hasn't already achieved or isn't practicing or living the life that they're teaching me. You know what I mean? So
absolutely. No. You say that well. I'm not even, living a life is cool. I want to get taught by someone teaching real estate who does real estate. I don't have your wealth come from teaching me real estate and you don't do real estate no more. I don't want that. I'm not knocking nobody. I'm not really a fan of gurus, right? This is not my thing. I'm not a fan of gurus. I'm not a fan of motivational speakers. I'm pretty vocal with this. So it just is what it is. They'll get mad at me. But what they gonna do? Throw their book at me? I'm not interested in either one. You know, half of them can't even catch a flight out to me and argue with me because I can't afford the flight. Right? You know what I'm saying? So it just is what it is. I'm too practical to like all the hoopla. So a lot of the stuff that you all are getting is some of it from me, some of it's from you, your feedback, but it's all practical. The mere fact, I could tell you about stocks, but I find it more practical to have 2 to 3 people who know nothing about stocks, who want to get into stocks, and Sugar keep asking me about stocks. Like for 2 weeks in a row, she keep asking me about stocks, you know, like what do I do with this and this and this. And those questions come from real places, and you get real answers when you come from real places. And there's stuff that there's tools I use you don't even know I use, because I'm never in a setting to tell you that I use these. You don't know that the Robin Hood app is pretty popular right now. I actually approve of it because the fees are no fees. I mean, that's what you want to do. I'm actually thinking about integrating it inside of this university. So there you go. There you go. But who knows? Point is, I like to stay as practical as possible to give you the nicest, most insider information that you can say, okay, like every time you leave, every time you come here, I want your brain fried because you just learned a master's in a few minutes. And then I want you to go, okay, let me try this. These are the 2 things that I want with every class. So just something to know why I do what I do. Some of this stuff is, there's some spiritual stuff in there. I'll skip that for right now. I'm trying to stay to what it's practical here. Branding and cash flow has come back since we're not doing the One Business Away challenge. So you'll see that. So that being live, Grace will be teaching you sales in 4K and you'll just get it as an upgrade. Okay, you'll just get it. Grace, we're gonna make that. I'm gonna go ahead and put that at the sophomore level. It'll be nice. Can you remind me of that, Deanna? Let me make a note of this real quick. All right, there you go. That's sophomore level. That's one of the core functions of what we're doing here. Now, I ain't got to the good news. From business sales, stocks, real estate, everything we've named thus far, and it's more. It's actually, right now, it's actually 24 things. I only gave you like 6 or something. It's more. It's way more. they're all going to just be added to your membership at no charge. Make sure that that's still okay. Everyone still like that kind of behavior. You pay, you get upgraded. Okay, good. Good. I want your membership to increase in value every, well, you say every month. Secretly, I wanted to increase in value every day. But that's something I never said out loud before until just now. But that's always been my goal. Increase in value every day, your membership. Now, here's the fun part. For the next 10 minutes or so, you're going to tell me what classes, what aches. Antonio, please include this so that can be freely upgraded to you as well. I'll start off with Jerome. He's a great icebreaker. I want all of you to come from a real place. You can put it in chat or you can unmute your mic. But if there is something you need to change the quality of your life, a risk you've been wanting to take but couldn't find someone to give it to you, or whatever that may be, Deanna Grace, put it in chat. Somebody send it to me. Go. I'm ready.
For me, Antonio.
Hold on, Ricardo. Oh. I'm sorry. I forgot to say one thing. Oh. Doesn't matter if we do it now. Don't matter if I can do it, because if it's something like, I need to do taxes, I will bring in a tax professional. Do you understand? All right, there you go. Go ahead now.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jerome.
The thing that is for me at this point in time is when I first came to ATS, and actually the first class you were in, when you talked about Google Trends and about ads, and how to go about doing it. And I know you did it in the One Business Away Challenge and stuff like that. Anything that's in the the classes where, if you can polish and upgrade it, because for me, I know I'm gonna do these four books. I know I got three more books that are gonna be coming out. So for me, that's what's gonna blow me up on a personal level. Forget it, Riqueza, forget ATS. I'm talking about Jerome.
I understand.
And if I blow up because I got a grasp of that, ATS is going to blow up too. It's called D. Marie and ATS. Okay. Hello. So anything along that lines, I know it's going to make me shine. And of course, I'm going to make ATS shine because that's what all I do. Right.
I am going to do a complete guide outside the One Business Away, outside a complete guide on Google advertisement and Facebook advertisement. Can you put that down for me? It's going to last quite some time. A complete guide, okay? And did y'all notice that those courses that were taking, I mean, that you saw, they were in bite-sized pieces? Did y'all notice that? Okay, the bite-sized pieces.
Definitely noticed that.
Okay, there you go. Go ahead, Grace, I'm listening.
You said a complete guide on Google advertisement and
Facebook ads.
Okay.
And LinkedIn ads. You should probably do all of them. All three. That's what Jerome's asking for. Jerome is saying, look, personally, for 2 years, I've been wanting one thing. You can just, you know, make me an expert at paid distribution of content. I'll take it from here. I'll blow you up, sir. That's what he was just saying. Okay. All right, anybody else before we expire the time? Speak now. I can't put it in here if you don't tell me you need it. Come on, Abby.
Okay.
You next, sugar.
I mean, I don't want to come across as this money-hungry young lady.
Get your money. Get your money.
And so I wanted to ask you, because you had mentioned about how senior level is where you can have access to a tool that can make you like $4 a day or $103 a day.
Okay, hold on real quick, Abby. I was reading your lips, but then he moved. I got you. It's actually in a sophomore level, not the same. You just got a, lot of, it's not a wind or rocks or something. Okay, it's wind. Okay. Okay, keep going. Don't worry about it. Or tell you what, pull your mouth up right here. Yeah, pull it up right there so you can catch a lot.
Oh, I'm on. Okay. Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Is it better now?
That's better.
Yeah, so I don't know, because I don't know if that's on the senior level, but I know that I would appreciate to have the opportunity to earn money on my sophomore level. I don't want to leave the sophomore level to go to the senior level, because I know there's a lot of value that I still need to enjoy and get from the sophomore level. So, yeah.
Okay, I got you. Appreciate you. All right, so essentially, every level is going to be stacked, okay? Let me just do this here real quick. Also, everyone, please submit your products and services you want for distribution to Grace. So Grace, y'all send all y'all stuff to, you want, all right, send it to Deanna. If you want to be on our e-commerce site that Justin's over, send your services or products over to Grace, to Deanna, Ayurveda, all that stuff, okay? The travel agency, all that stuff, send it to Deanna, and we will do our best. Okay, Abby has sent hers. Looks like she's the one that sent her, and you have Michelle's, good. Abby and Michelle's, good stuff. Now, every level's gonna be stacked. I don't want you, I was explaining this to somebody yesterday, don't think of levels as upgrades to downgrades. They are not. Think of it as you have access to this. That's all it is. As a sophomore, you have access to a bunch of sales stuff. As a junior, you have access to a bunch of marketing stuff. As a senior, you have access to a bunch of millionaires and billionaires. It's just that simple. But everything is going to continue to, and even on the freshman level, which there's no charge, that still grows every month. It just grows in a lot of personal development areas, okay? So what Abby is asking for is going to be on the sophomore level for the least amount of money possible. That's why I just said earlier, I'm going to keep the real estate over there, because real estate is so important for so many people. I don't want you paying, you know, the top level to get what you need. You can pay at the least amount of level and learn real estate, okay? So a lot of this stuff is designed that way for that very reason. So when it comes to immediate income, short-term income, small cap gains is a better way to say this here, then what that is, that's gonna all be in sophomore level, okay? That's all gonna be in sophomore level, okay? I typically charge very little or don't charge for things like that because it's just my heart, really. You know, I don't charge for law of attraction typically and stuff like that. So there you go. So great, great input, Abby. Great input. That's what's going to be there. So she was championing for everyone. Anyone else would take one or two more? Anything that you're hurting at? Okay, go ahead, Jerry. But and I don't mean hurting in a disrespectful way. Just something that you want so bad. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. I'm just sitting here trying to think real quickly, but I was thinking maybe there could be a specific program on affiliate marketing.
Yes, yes. Okay. So you just made me speed that up then. All right. So we're going to do, Jerry, another 90-day program. We're going to take a little break, though. Okay. I'm going to take a little break. And the next 90-day program is all about digital marketing, digital affiliate marketing, and then more affiliate marketing. All of
it. Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Absolutely. So thank you for saying that, because now I know how important it is. And I will copy and paste it right here. So it's in chat now. These are the things we're going to go over. Affiliate marketing mastery, digital marketing mastery, and social media mastery. That sounds about what you're asking for, Jerry?
Yes, indeed.
Outstanding. So that's our next 90-day challenge. The reason it's 90 days, because each one of those are 30 days apiece. Each one of those are 30 days apiece. We actually have it completely written out. Be honest with you, you just need a break.
I hear that.
Yeah, buddy. Like, even y'all need to, it's been good not getting up for 90 days and at a certain time. A few times my brain was like, oh, I'm missing it. Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Okay. My brain was trained to get up at our time was 5 to interrupt my day.
I would be sitting there like, something's supposed to be happening right now.
Well, that's 25% of a year. I mean, we really, that's a quarter. It's a whole quarter of a year. Yeah.
I'm still doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. You were there every day and everybody was there every day. So that is not, I'm saying this as a compliment and not to invalidate what Jerry was asking. I'm saying we've been having it. We were going to do it. I was going to say, we'll do it 2021, but we'll probably start back up October-ish or something. We'll probably start back up October-ish. And let's see, October, November, December. Maybe we'll start up. Is this September? This is September.
Yep.
It is.
Right. We'll pick back up October, and then what we'll do this time, the other day, is we'll have breaks set in there for the holidays. Okay, we'll have breaks set in there for the holidays to get that done. So we'll have a hard Thanksgiving break, a hard Hanukkah break, and a hard Christmas break, and Boxing Day, that's United Kingdom. And we'll have a hard break there and a hard New Year's break too for people to travel as well. Okay. So we may stop like December 20th all the way to January 6th or something, you know, to give people that good travel time. Other things will be going on, but just maybe not that time. I don't know yet. I'll let Deanna figure that out, but we will devise those stops because of it's not like the beginning of the year like it was this time. It's convenient. Good.
Antonio?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, can we have a book writing marathon?
What you say? I had not had that on my list, Carol. That was good. That's something I did not have. All right. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Look at that. That's good. That is really good. And you never tell you why it's so good, because every time we call people or every time they sign up, they say almost the same thing. I'm writing a book and I'm stuck. So we hear that. That's one of the things we hear the most. Wow. Very good. Very good. December 20th is so beautiful. I'm assuming that's Michelle Black's birthday. She said it's so beautiful in chat. Good stuff. Okay, Carol, that was really good. Book writing. Make sure I get this in line up too, please. All right. Good stuff. Let's do Carisha. I always want to say Carisha. Carisha. Okay, let me get Sugar, then Carisha.
There's people that's over 65.
Yeah.
Could there be a program put together for us seniors and for the seniors that come aboard, kind of explaining in a little more less detailed verbiage or a dictionary or something that we can read or see, because a lot of the words and the stuff we're not familiar with, okay, because we didn't grow up in, we didn't come up in this computer age. A lot of things that's being spoken is kind of new to us.
Yep.
Well, to me, I'll talk about me, and I have to go and find out what it is that's actually being said. Just something that's more senior friendly.
All right, let's call it. Just put Baby Boomer University or Senior University, something like that. And I put that baby for me.
Not senior.
Say it again.
Say Baby Boomer, not
baby
senior.
Baby Boomers. All right. Baby Boomer University. Put that there for me, and I will know what to do with that. Sugar, that idea was equally as good as Carol's. I will have an entire section. Yes.
Silver sneakers or gold sneakers or something a little bit more flattering. How about gold sneakers?
Gold sneakers. Okay. Well, it don't matter to me. Listen, whatever my market says.
Gold
sneakers,
Elder.
All right. Gold sneakers university.
Platinum sneakers. Titanium sneakers. Diamond sneakers.
Good. I like it. I like it.
And
I
they're
like
hot.
It.
It's hot, hot, hot.
Susan got you got to get a reaction out of Susan with that, so that's good then. Good.
Red Sox University.
Good for 65 and up. Got you. All right. I like that. I like that.
Red Sox.
Red, you say Red Sox? Okay, good. So but we'll put 55 and up. Say that, Deanna. Say 55 and up. 55 and up. You do that. That is a very good idea. And I know exactly what to do and who to ask to get that done. I'm a, all I got to do is ask my Aunt Lucy. She don't know nothing. Okay? So all she know is what she ain't trying to learn nothing. That's who adopted me, y'all. That's who adopted me. I call her my Aunt Lucy. She ain't trying to learn nothing. She gonna say, and she gonna talk to me like I'm crazy too, Cash. She gonna be like, boy, teach me this. Nah, shoot.
Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
So now you can add whatever the color it is that you decide on, whatever, you can add that to your t-shirts.
Sure can.
For sale. Sneaker.
That's it. That's good stuff. All right. Carisha, last one on you. She's probably in some 10-figure office right now doing 10-figure office things. Listen, this girl's been balling since 2001, okay? Okay, Carisha, you there? Can you talk?
I'm doing 6-figure office things from the bed.
I know that's right. Anything specifically to you?
Everything that I have been looking for specifically is already there. However, I did have the thought and the idea because my 15-year-old overachieving daughter has taken an interest in search engine optimization and took it upon herself to take a course through Google that she tells me that most people take about a week to complete the course. She actually did it in one day, took the test, and can now sell her services on and through Google. But she's not going to do that just yet. She's going to actually take some more of their free classes and get more certifications. And then, you know, she's going to move out in that. So I was thinking, you know, since Google is offering that, you know, is that something that ATS could offer? Because, you know, my daughter is, she's 15, but I'm like, she really could benefit from some of these courses. I, you know, recently launched my first online course, The Abundant Career Method, and I make her take that class as well because I want her to understand and know about her purpose, how to walk in her purpose, and that it's just not to go to a job for money, you know, through Friday from 9 to 5 o'clock p.m. each day, and to tap into, you know, knowing what that all means. So yeah, so that when you mentioned that, that was the idea that I had in mind, is that she really could benefit from using some of these courses, even though she's 15. I think that that's kind of a lot of the reason why, you know, our kids, especially in our culture and our communities, you know, have the money ick that we have, the money ick that I grew up with, is because of, you know, the mindset and how we viewed it. So I believe if we start, they don't offer it in school, so we should create an opportunity and an avenue to offer it to parents or to students, you know, to kids who are interested, or parents who are interested in that for their kids.
Hey, okay. All right.
And she can be the first student because she ready.
Yeah.
She's like, Mom, I'll just go ahead and start working on some Google ads for you. And she's starting to explain to me how it works and, you know, how it could benefit my business and all of this. I said, okay. I'm into it.
I know exactly what to do because I've been homeschooling my boys for 5 years, and they take all these courses. It's part of their class. They ain't got no choice.
Exactly.
Okay, Deanna, I got it in my memory. So go ahead. Come on. I'm listening.
It's crazy. It's not crazy, but Ms. Carisha bringing that up, I actually had a dream about a portion of the university specifically for minors.
Who want to
start their own business, like how to walk them through starting a business as a minor, what they need to do, and then incorporating what we already teach to them as well. Because like Ms. Krish said, they don't teach that. They don't teach, they teach you how to go to a job through school. They don't teach you how to be entrepreneurs while you're in school. And I was literally in a dream and it was like, we need a school for minors.
Okay. Well, first off, let me
Young entrepreneurs.
I was thinking young moguls.
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead, Jerome.
Side hustles. Mm-hmm. You know, the word side hustle is out there a lot right now. Mm-hmm. This is just for everyone. Turn your side hustle into a real business.
Yep. Wow. Yep. Good stuff. Go on, put side hustle into real business. Come on, Jerome.
As the ideal has come up about the sneakers, mm-hmm. as well as the young people, mm-hmm. my brain said, work smarter, not harder. So what my brain is saying, and this is for you, Antonio, Grace, Deanna, Reggie, and anybody who's producing content for ATS, is that instead of stopping now and starting to build a specific course along those, take the courses as you're upgrading, and when you're starting that, and when your mindset says, ooh, this will be a good portion here to include a senior portion or an older portion or a younger person portion, you can do that then. And then with each class, you can say a sneaker portion or a minor portion, and you won't do them all at one time. You'll do them as you upgrade them. You'll do them as you start them instead of trying to do them all at one time.
Okay.
Because you'll get burnt out if you try to do that. You know, you guys are already doing a wonderful job, but do it as you go and as it grows, and then boom, and bring it on. Now, if there's a specific course where you can do that, that's a brand new course. Great. But on the courses you have, as you're upgrading them, as you're going through, then pull out sections. And those sections will grow just like the whole classes will grow. And that'll be easier on you guys. That's what my brain said.
Got you. Yes, we are familiar with Udemy. I actually self-taught a lot of my computer programming through Udemy. Good stuff. Most of my computer programming was self-taught through Udemy. Good stuff. All right, let me just say a few things as we end. First off, school don't teach you nothing. School don't teach you how to get into a relationship. School don't teach you how to properly use your religion. School don't teach you about taxes. School don't teach you about law. School don't teach you how to make friends. School don't teach you about finances. School don't teach you nothing, okay? All the stuff you need to be successful as a 20-year-old adult, you do not learn that in school, okay? You just do not. Well, let's just clear that up immediately. Let me say that. You can call them future moguls. That's fine by me. Listen, I don't care. Young moguls, future moguls, just put it all down and give it to me. Whatever my market says, y'all my mentor. You understand? Y'all my mentor. I just heard vehemently, don't say seniors, is what Susan said. So I know, don't do that, all right? There you go. I just don't do that. You understand what I'm saying? I just don't do that. Whatever my market says is what I do. Now,
and remember, a lot of people in that age group have many, many skills. I mean, computers have been around since the 70s and 80s. So mm-hmm. a lot of these people are retiring with great skills, great computer skills. So everyone's not the same.
Yeah, absolutely. So Deanna, write this down for me and then send it all to me in line up. I want to, Carisha made me think about having, because Charmone had her daughter right here. Carisha has, I think she was 16 and Carisha has a 15-year-old. And my boys are 11 and 8, and they've been taking these classes. This is what they know. But I also know that maybe Carisha's daughter, maybe she's, they like, my boys would be YouTube stars in a major way. They got more followers than I do. Okay? And a major, yeah. They got more followers on X. They got Xbox followers. I mean, they're serious with this stuff here, okay? They're very serious. And they've been talking online. So, you know, you're going to put, if you just put the young moguls, future moguls, whatever, I'll know what to do there. But it also made me think about having some level of access, developing a program for people like Carisha, Michelle, that have their young kids, and I should, there should be some sort of program that I have that allows these young kids to take classes. That should be a program, okay? That should be a program. And I'm pretty sure I figured it out in my head, but if you can just write down, develop program to where customers' children can take classes. And the way I'm working it out in my head right now, I've already figured out if I can make it sustainable for future-wise, I've already figured out how to make that just about at no cost. I've already figured out how to do it as Carisha was talking. But it's got to be sustainable. I don't know what to do after that. I have to make it as sustainable as possible. Let me get Michelle real quick before I say some more.
And Tony,
I saw Jerry. Yes, Susan, Michelle, Jerry.
It's just real quick. For the seniors that are in the program, and you can think about it, maybe their grandchildren in the program too, not...
Grandchildren too. Cool. I mean, yeah. Good. Okay, so put children and grandchildren. Put that for me. Children and grandchildren. Okay, thank you for that reminder, Diana. Children and grandchildren, put that for me. And this is important. Listen, let me teach y'all something real quick, okay? Let me teach y'all something. Don't say no to customers, okay? Just stop doing that stuff. Just stop doing that. And then secondly, this is, even though we went a little bit over time, this is my market mentoring me. I got a call at 9:30. I will cancel that call. I don't care what they're trying to feature me on. That call is not more important than my market telling me, Antonio, this is how you take more of our money. I'm not finna do that. Do you understand? Some of this stuff makes sense. Let me just teach y'all. Stop saying no. All right. I didn't think about the grandchildren. So I don't have grandchildren. So why would I think about grandchildren? Right? I better not have grandchildren.
Antonio?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I didn't mean not to take away from what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I work with, I did some workshops around goal setting with middle school kids who they have strong, that's the age group right there where they have visions and they have dreams of being stars and owning their own businesses and I like that market. I actually created some very nice PowerPoints that I'm going to turn into workbooks.
Good stuff.
And you're talking about the 10-year-olds. You know, that's a good age. That's an impressionable age. But I just wanted to say that because I got excited. I like that kind of stuff too, you know?
Good.
No, and good. Yeah.
Glad you got excited because that just tells me I'm in the right place. It will even help you get that off the ground so you can make that work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Correct about the middle school people.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jerry, and then let me get Michelle after Jerry.
Thank you, Grace.
I'm thinking you could get, homeschooling is such a big deal now, especially as we're moving forward. You could maybe get credit for the classes for your homeschooling.
Yeah, see, this is, so Jared, your comment was divine because no one knows it, but I'll show it to y'all. But no one, actually, this is, and Michelle can testify to this, but I was just with her yesterday. I need to skip, hold on, get rid of these passwords. But
great minds think alike.
I know, right? Essentially, I've been strongly thinking about building my own homeschool because I've been homeschooling for 5 years. Yeah, it's literally, I was going to share my note and show it with you, but it's got my boys' logins on there. I don't want to share the note.
Right.
Yeah. But I've been strongly thinking about that. And then Michelle brought up homeschooling yesterday, and now you bring it up. And I can literally solve every last one of the problems that you're, I mean, not the problems, the things, what Carisha just said, what Susan just said, everything y'all just said, I can literally solve that with the homeschool that I've been building since 2017. It's literally on my notes here right now.
Yeah, Antonio, I'm getting parents who's asking me to homeschool their kids, but I haven't gotten enough parents to lock me in so that I can comfortably make the money that I would need so I can block out these other thoughts and ideas about making money.
I know exactly what to do. Okay. All right, and I just saw she said she would definitely homeschool Kennedy at this point. All right, put down homeschool for me, Deanna. Put that down. I will. That's fantastic. I think
that would include languages too.
You know it, my boy. You know it. In fact, let me just include science, languages, reading, coding,
biology, math.
Yeah, actually, in fact, let me skip past these passwords real quick and show y'all. So here's the actual note. And coding, reading, and I was using Khan Academy for some stuff, and then Tiny Humans. This is some stuff that Tippett says, right? Some classes from Harvard. I'm gonna try to skip back, and I know some passwords coming. But then here is the, so in math, this was Aiden at the time, he was in third grade. So my 11, both my boys in the ninth grade, well, they're in ninth grade and eighth grade. So my 11-year-old is in the ninth grade, my 8-year-old is in the eighth grade. But that's not hard when you only got two students, okay? It's not hard when you got two students. By the end of 2021, they will be done with 12th grade math because Grace is gonna make sure of it. Is she here? Is she here? All right, where's she at? Hey, come on, unmute your mic.
I'm here, sir, I heard
it. Tell them the conversation we was having just last night and what you bought last night.
Yes, yesterday I got some books for my students, for my two students, okay, that I will be.
Tell them what books.
It is this, okay, you can't see it. It's this book, the Complete Middle School Study Guide, Everything You Need to Ace Math in One Big Fat Notebook.
So we making sure that they ace middle school real quick, because we're going to do 9th through 12th in less than a year. And they're going to be done with 12th grade math. The reason I'm doing this has nothing to do with rushing. I want them to stay kids. But what I want them to do is that by 12 and 9, I want them to focus on being YouTube stars, whatever it is they want to do, until they're 18. So when they're 18, they got 6-7 years experience and not trying to find some experience, okay? But if you see, I got this broken down, third grade, takes 20 lessons, and you're in Khan. And then the way you could do this, I can use other resources and have you type in those other resources and come right back and stuff. But point is, I've got it down. I've been doing this since 2017. I've got it down, okay? That was just a password with some right ink. Einstein. So from day one, I've been teaching my boys the only science they learn is college level science, because there was no reason for me to start them at beginner science. I just keep reinforcing it over and over. So universal laws, Einstein's, business and finance, right? And here's some of the books that they've had to read. Here's history they had to do, blah, blah, blah. You get the point. So I've already been building this and twice. Michelle brought it up yesterday. And then y'all just brought it up, and then Carisha just said it. So that's the universe talking to me at this point. I need to listen. God saying, boy, be quiet and listen. Yes, 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 God. I'm listening. Michelle, let's get the last couple words on you.
The first one was the young lady whose daughter learned the Google, is now doing Google Ads for her. So my question is, one, did you do a course on the difference between Google Ads and Facebook Ads and which ones would be better?
I have, but I'm going to do a more complete course. It's inside the One Business Away challenge, but I'm going to do a super complete course. I believe Jerome asked for that, and it's going to end up being a junior level. So we wrote that down.
Okay, because I want
to do me a favor, write down Google University, because I know what her daughter took, because Google just came out with it. Okay, go ahead, Michelle.
I was going to ask if her daughter, I could hire her daughter to do Google Ads for my
I do understand. Therapist. I'm sure she's going to tell you yes.
Well, to her to get in touch with me. Secondly, add art to the Young People University, because that And I think that's a great idea. Actually, you will shoot off that launch of your Young People's University. Parents such as myself are looking for other programs that will teach our children more than what they're being taught in school. So having that Young People program, like my son is 7, and the art, he could look at something and then go to a board and draw it out, literally. That's just dope. That quick. He hasn't even been taught. So definitely add art to that, and I'll be ready for that university and program to start off so my 5 and 7-year-old can start learning how to be future millionaires.
Okay, got no problem with that. And the good thing is we'll always be experts. Where's Abby at? It'll always be experts teaching that thing. So it'll be a real art teacher. You understand what I'm saying? None of that guru stuff. This is why I don't like gurus. It's going to be a real art teacher that literally, no, it's going to be an artist. What do human consultants say? You're experts that speak. You're not, right? Okay, all right, then. It's going to be experts that are teaching. But good stuff. Any burning thought someone had since the energy is flowing?
Sorry, yes, just want to just right. Add one last thing. Thank you guys so much for this, because I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I've already been having a little bit of concern about what type of school, what type of educational program I'm going to enroll them in, because I know that traditional schools in America do not work. I went through the system. I mean, I got a good education for where I came from, coming from Nigeria, but when I look at the future and where the world is going and globalization and trade and money, I just know that schools in America are inadequate. They're not up to scratch. And thank you guys so much for this. I am so excited. You know, I want my children to be very well-rounded. I want them to grow up with a money mindset. I want them to become future millionaires and billionaires. So I'm super duper excited about what's going on. And I'm so, so happy about it. So excited.
All right. Well, thank y'all much for giving me the extra time. I'm excited as well. Deanna, make sure I get all that in line at, please. And as you know, with this company, we're going to make these changes immediately. So I told you what we was adding. You told me what to add. All these changes will be immediately. You have my word. Everything that was mentioned, you will see soon. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.